The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Who is the great pretender? Why, we're all great pretenders. White House's own terrorism list torpedoes the case for travel ban, says the schmuck Peter Bergen of CNN, a man I never respected. I didn't think he was a complete and total makeup artist. But here is the greatest cover-up I've ever seen in my life. I have seen propaganda by the fake news outlets, but it's never achieved this level of lies. Let's hear the headline again. Peter Bergen, CNN national security analyst. Now, we all know CNN is the Crescent News Network. It went over to Islam a long time ago. White House's own terrorism list torpedoes the case for travel ban. So this fake reporter goes through the list of 78 major terrorist attacks targeting the West that Trump mentioned. And he says, gee, none of them were from Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, or Yemen. But they were from France, and from Belgium, and from America. Well, what do all of these terrorists have in common? Belgium comes in third place with 7 terrorists. But they don't say what they all have in common. 29 American and French terrorists. He says only 2 have family origins in travel ban countries. But he doesn't say what they have in common. France leads the case with 16 French terrorists. He doesn't say what they all have in common. Followed by the United States with 13 American terrorists. He doesn't say what they all have in common. He misses it completely, doesn't he? Does he do it because he's stupid? Does Peter Bergen do it because he's a stupid moron in charge of fake news about national security at CNN? Or does he do it because he's blind, dumb, and deaf? What do all of these terrorists have in common other than the fact that they have a religion in common? And the religion is not Christianity. Next topic. Well, there's a lot of topics. Do you think Conway violated the federal rules in promoting Ivanka Trump's product brand? Oh, that's an ugly one. Look, it's pretty clear I'm not a fan of Kellyanne Conway. It's pretty clear I think that she should be removed from the public's eye. If she's that smart, which I doubt, she should be in the back room somewhere with a green visor over her head, communicating by two-way radio with the president. Why is this woman in the front of the cameras everywhere I turn? Is that the face that Trump wants for the world to see? Now you say, I'm picking on her because of her face. Well, I'm sorry to tell you that a lot of politics has to do with looks. Do you think people are picked in the news because of their brains? Take a look at Peter Bergen. He's not picked for his brains. He's a pretty boy. Probably a very handsome guy who looks good in a slim suit. People are picked in all businesses because of their brains, in some cases, like neurosurgery, but in some cases, strictly for how they look. But that's not the point. Conway is an egomaniac, a narcissist of the worst order, a gaffe artist of the lowest order. The other day, after the inauguration, she comes out in a $5,000 dress, Gucci or whatever, and she's criticized for it. And then she says, you know what, let them go wear spandex and go back to their trailer park if they don't like it. Who voted for Donald Trump? Was it not for the little women in the trailer parks? Kellyanne? Hey, Kellyanne, you're not a benefit to the administration. Kellyanne, you have expended yourself. You are bringing Trump down. Now, to get up there, I'm sorry. To get up there on national TV and to say, go buy products made by the president's daughter was the last straw for me. Now, it is true that your enemies are jumping on you like Elijah Cummings. I understand that. But there are rules, and I have them. Should I read the rules to you? And you decide for yourself. I'll read the rules. Let's throw aside all the fake ethics czars that are coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden. I love it. Norm Eisen, who was the ethics czar for the Obama White House. Where'd he just come from? What cesspool did he just crawl out of? He saw no ethics violations under Barry, but all of a sudden Eisen says it's a violation of the rules, pure and simple. Eisen, crawl back into your NYU cubbyhole. But let's look at the actual law. Quote, Here's the regulation. It is a violation of federal ethics regulations prohibiting use of public office for private gain for any government employee in an official speech. Ooh, an official speech, an official capacity, TV interview, or any similar communication to promote the products or services of a particular private business belonging to the employee's own family, the president's family, a friend, a campaign contributor, or anyone else. Sorry, strictly forbidden in the Bush administration because it is illegal, says Richard Painter, who was an ethics lawyer for G.W. Bush. Did Conway violate ethics rules by promoting Ivanka Trump's product brand? Let's say she did or she didn't. It doesn't look right. It's tawdry. It's, I'm sorry, Jersey Shore. It's barfly behavior. It's shooting your mouth off in a public venue where you're way out of your league. Now with the judge thing. Here's the judge thing. Now, Trump criticized the so-called judge who overrode his immigration law, right? I agree with him 100%. Trump will be upheld all the way up to the Supreme Court. I said that the first day. Why can't we criticize judges? I'm criticized all the time. People love me or hate me. Now, I have said over the years the stench from the bench is making me clench. I coined that back in 94, 95 when I started in radio. Remember, you'd all chant it with me whenever we'd see a ruling like Felton Henderson, that rat bum, that ferret, the former head of the ACLU, who they used that rat bum, Felton Henderson. Where is that bum? We had a proposition in the state, 209. 6 million people voted for that proposition. And this one rat bum from the ACLU was made into some kind of rotten, stinking judge who overrode the votes of 6 million people. So what did I say after that? I'm very clear. The stench from the bench is making me clench. Meaning you couldn't take the robes off Felton Henderson and you couldn't martinize them. They have to be burned. You could not cleanse that guy's robes. Next case. No one's interested. All right, let's make more friends. Is McCain right? Was the Yemen raid a botched mission? Okay, that's another one. Here's this answer from a friend of mine who is a former airborne ranger and a combat veteran, highly decorated. He's my hero. I asked him because I don't have an answer. I mean, we did lose an $85 million Osprey helicopter. One SEAL died. I don't care about the poor innocents who were killed. They weren't innocent. The women all had machine guns behind sandbags. Okay, woman. Well, a woman with a gun is suddenly a good woman. A terrorist with a gun is a woman. She's not a woman. She's a rat that should be annihilated. They should have dropped a bunker buster and killed everyone in there. I don't know what this pinpoint raid business is. If we had had the rules of engagement we have today, Hitler would still be alive. They didn't use pinpoint bombs on Berlin. They killed everything that moved. They didn't know if they were good, bad, young, or old. Bunker bust them! Saturate them with bombs! Get rid of the rats! That's not what my friend said. That's what I said. He's more circumspect than I. As I say, a combat veteran, airborne ranger. And he said this. First of all, Michael, he said, morale in the military has taken a definite upswing in the last few weeks. Meaning since Barry the Rat is gone. Since Barry the Ferret has left, everyone in the military feels better, except the fake admirals and the fake generals and the fake officers that were put in. You know, the ones that never shot a gun, who was made the head of a whole brigade. Anyway, he said, yeah, well, he says, as for the Yemen raid, what my sources are telling me is it was a direct departure from Obama's patty cake policy of sending drones and small pinpoint actions. Yemen is hugely unstable and is the center of activity, which is the arm that carries out attacks against America and its allies worldwide. The maxim that the best operation plans go out the window at first contact applies here. In that the Osprey carrying the assault team made a bad landing, and there were a bunch of female jihadis encountered, which somehow affected the operation. I'm not certain how. A SEAL was killed. Unfortunate, but this stuff happens. People, no matter how professional, get killed in these kinds of actions. As for the female jihadis, they should have been shot down as soon as they were recognized as a threat. If they're armed, F them. And sorry, Charlie, maybe they were using civilians as shields, he writes. That's a typical Muslim trick. If so, I could understand some hesitation. I don't know the details. Was it a failure? My understanding is that they didn't get the high-value target they were after. That also happens. Remember, Michael, the British launched a commando raid in North Africa to get Rommel in World War II. He had departed the day before. Several good men, including the commando leader, were killed. What did evidently come away with in this raid in Yemen was a lot of electronic data on laptops, phones, on AQAP planning, order of battle, identities, and other stuff which should be evaluated in future operational planning. I do know we have forensic software that can almost magically reach into the guts of captured laptops, thumb drives, phones, etc., and create relational strings that show who, where, and when the person who owned those things was communicating with. He continues in one more paragraph. Sometimes intelligence information is so valuable, it does lead to getting the HVT, the high target. He said, recall our magic intercept in World War II of a Japanese message to units in the Southwest Pacific, notifying them that the commander-in-chief would be making a morale tour of forward air bases. That resulted in FDR and Nimitz authorizing a gamble, which paid off in intercepting and killing Yamamoto. That's a great raid, the whole story unto itself. Michael, tell your audience, in wartime, you have to weigh a lot of things. We're at war, and this administration isn't sitting back and accepting Americans being killed, as Obama did, while he went around apologizing for America. Well, there's the best view I can give you. Well, here's another topic that I want to get to. There's a guy named Bill Kristol. Bill Kristol runs a magazine called the Meekly Standard. Bill Kristol inherited money from his father, who was a businessman. And lucky for him, he was able to start a little middle-of-the-road conservative magazine, which is a fairly good magazine, by the way, but typical middle-of-the-road, RNC, not wanting to offend anyone kind of magazine. He gives a whopper during an interview where he says, lazy, white, working-class Americans should be replaced by immigrants. We have the sound. Those are some of the topics. This is Michael Savage. The phone number is 855-407-282. 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. People are calling about different stuff. What are you going to do? We got a rainstorm out here on the West Coast to beat the band. I guess it's the global warming again. And on the East Coast, can you imagine it snowing in the winter? How do you like that? I never would have thought it would snow in February. Never in a million years. All those fake Currier and Ives etchings that I grew up with, they were fake. They were made to have us deceived about the climate change that was occurring. I didn't know. I didn't know that it didn't snow in the winter. I had no idea. Or it rained out here for 6-7 years in a row, and then it was dry. I didn't know any of that stuff. It took the geniuses with the fake hockey stick data to teach me all of this stuff. You know, we're dealing with issues like fake news, fake this, fake that. So like, well, you're in the business, you make stuff up. I try not to. In other words, yeah, I'm a commentator. Let me be very clear. I am not a journalist. Perish the thought anyone would ever call me that. That would be like saying, it's worse than saying you're a pimp. I would never, ever want to be called a journalist. It's the most disgraceful of all professions, the way it is practiced in this country. And I don't have to go into reasons why we hate them. They're the lowest rated professional of all, probably below a garbage man in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I have nothing against garbage men in Elizabeth, New Jersey. At least they do an honest job. They pick up the trash and take it to the dump. In the case of the newsmen, they create the trash and take it to your brain. Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is we're living with fake news. When I read an article to you by Peter Bergen of CNN, it says, White House's own terrorism list torpedoes the case for travel ban. And this fool goes down the list, and they say none of them were foreigners from the countries that Trump has banned. They were from France and from Belgium and the United States. What do they all have in common, Peter? They have a religion, you schmuck, you. The religion that teaches them to hate everybody on the planet. You know, if you would bother reading the book, you'd understand that those who practice it literally are a clear and present danger to our survival. And you don't bring them into a country like ours, you moron, you. Now, you understand the rage we all have for people in the media. They've been doing this to us forever. So now, by fluke, you want to call it by fluke? By the thinnest of majorities, by a fluke, Trump wins. You can call it a fluke. You could say this, he lost a popular vote. Let's put all that aside. Let us just all agree right now that he won by a razor-slim margin. The country is as divided today as it's ever been. Can we all agree to that? Can we all have that agreement? He has no mandate. He may not have any mandate. Have his rotten, stinking, left-wing agenda down our throats, that rat bum. And you didn't hear one word from these vermin in the media. That rat bum 8 straight years. He ripped everything apart in this country, that rat bum. And as a result, the Democrats lost 1,000. 1,000, you count them, not one, not 100, not 500, 1,000 seats were lost because of that psychopath, Barry Obama. And the Democrats are finally admitting to themselves that his extremism is what did it to them. You think the American people are that stupid? Oh, the media wouldn't have you know that. The fake news people like CNN, they thought you were buying Barry's lies. They thought that you agreed with Barry's left-wing fanaticism. They thought you were all college girls on drugs at NYU. They treated their audience like you were all college girls at NYU who were on medication during the day and went out slutting at night. And then you bought it lock, stock, and barrel because he was a nice-looking president who was not white. And whatever he said was a godsend. America didn't buy his rotten act. They lost 1,000 seats across the country. And where are all of these smart men in the media who jumped all over Spicer today? They suddenly found their testicular manhood. You should see them jumping up and down. Okay. Someone sent me this. I Am the People, the Mob by Carl Sandburg, written in 1916. You ready for this one? I am the people, the mob, the crowd, the mass. Do you know that all the great work of the world is done through me? I am the working man, the inventor, the maker of the world's food and clothes. I am the audience that witnesses history. The Napoleons come from me and the Lincolns, they die. And then I send forth more Napoleons and Lincolns. I am the seed ground. I am a prairie that will stand for much plowing. Terrible storms pass over me. I forget. The best of me is sucked out and wasted. I forget. Everything but death comes to me and makes me work and give up what I have, and I forget. Sometimes I growl, shake myself, and spatter a few red drops for history to remember. Then I forget. When I, the people, learn to remember, when I, the people, use the lessons of yesterday and no longer forget who robbed me last year, who played me for a fool, then there will be no speaker in all the world say the name the people with any fleck of a sneer in his voice or any far-off smile of derision. The mob, the crowd, the mass will arrive then. Well, we arrived in 2016, and I am their voice. I am the voice of the people. I have been so for many years, and every day I wake up and I feel very much like this poem. And the fact of the matter is we cannot give up now. The battle is only just beginning. The sneering vermin in the media must be put in their place. The hypocritical, rotten, stinking judges must be called out, because the stench from the bench is making us all clench. The imperiousness of those filth in black robes. Who are they? Some of them are great men. Some of them are mediocre men. Some of them are terrible men. I should add women as well. I've encountered wonderful judges who were liberals, by the way. I've encountered louts who were conservatives, by the way, in my dealings. You know that? I can give you examples of people appointed by Obama who I thought would have shafted me in a federal court. They didn't. They followed the law. They're the good judges. But what about the activist judges who think that they're God Almighty? What do we do with them? We say it like it is. That's what we do. Now we go on the Savage Nation. The war has just begun. Trump's war has just begun. You think it's over? What, it's been 3 weeks so far? They're making some mistakes. They're getting their act together. There's some people in there who I think are not doing the right thing. I've said it. You know, I don't mince words. I've told you what I think about who and why and what and where. These are the ones I know of. Who, though, inside is actually trying to undermine them, who I don't know about? Who are leftovers who were advising him, who were steering him wrong? I don't know who they are. But the ones who are the public faces, we know who they are. Not all of them are doing a great job. I, for one, think that Bannon is doing a good job. I think he's doing what needs to be done. I don't expect to get anything from this. I don't know the guy. I don't expect anything from him. But his views on Islam, his views on what must be done to make this country safe are exactly my views. I don't disagree with him one iota on it. So now they're being attacked, Bannon and Gorka. Gorka is an incredible scholar. Gorka was a brilliant man, and they were talking together a couple of weeks ago, months ago, when Steve Bannon had a little radio show on Sirius. He had Gorka on. Did we ever get Gorka on? I loved the interview. I thought it was terrific. I think we have it somewhere, the Bannon-Gorka thing. Well, I'll get it another time. But they said it like it is. Do you agree with or disagree with Bannon and Gorka's views about Muslims? The fake news USA Away newspaper that's never made a nickel has a writer named Steve Riley, a faker, another fake news writer, in my opinion. So he writes an article about Bannon and Gorka trying to smear them. And they then take the recordings of Bannon's Breitbart News daily radio show from a while ago and what he thinks about Muslims. And USA Today then takes all of these statements and puts them in a list. And then they show Gorka, who's a brilliant man. And everything that Bannon and Gorka said, I agree with. I've written the same thing myself for years because I actually study history. I don't read the newspapers for the truth. So I don't have to read it all for you. Gorka wrote, if you have to go to war, you cannot win if you do not go to war. And we have not gone to war. That's the reality. I agree 1,000%. What's wrong with that statement? And what else Gorka wrote at the time, also I agree with. Let me tell you how it means peace, Gorka says. He's talking about the word Islam. The word Islam actually means submission. It means surrender. Surrender to what? The will of Allah? The only way it means peace is a derivational way. How many times have I told you how deceived I was in the beginning when all this happened to believe that Islam meant peace? Because think of the saying in Hebrew and in Arabic, Salam Aleichem, Aleichem Salam. Many of us have said that or say it all the time. The Jews say, Salam. No, what did the Jews say? Salam Aleichem. Who remembers? One says it one way and they hate each other. The other one says it the other way. Whatever the Jews say, the Arabs said it the opposite. So the Jews said, Salam Aleichem. And then the Arabs said, yeah, I'm not going to say what the Jews say, but look, they're our cousins. So we'll say, Aleichem Salam. So whatever the Jew says, the Arab says the opposite. But it means the same thing. So I always thought Salam meant peace. It doesn't mean peace. It means submission. I had to study that to understand what Islam meant. It didn't mean peace. I thought it meant peace. I wish it did. That's all. 855-400. So do you know what I'm talking about on this rainy day? I read you a poem. I give you like, I am the people, the mob. Not a word, not a call, and nothing goes over the head. They'll call me in 2 minutes about the same thing over and over again. I don't know if I can take any more of this. I think I'm getting weary of it all. You know, you throw out the high and you throw out the low. You know what people call about? Lower than the lowest thing you throw out. You could throw gems out to the audience. You know what comes back at you? Pig murd. All they want to do is just talk about pig murd. Something they heard about on another radio show 3 weeks ago. All right, let's go on. Okay, can I get a caller who wants to relate to something that feeds my brain somewhere on the higher levels of my brain? Please save me from this show. Please save me from my own show. I can't take it anymore. Maybe I'll never take another call. Maybe that's the answer. Turn off the Telos. I got it. Maybe no more talk show. No call-in show. Maybe that's the way to do this. If I'm judging my show by the kind of callers that I get and what they say, it's enough to make me take my head and jam it into a banjo. So maybe if I went no caller week, maybe I'll do next week, it'll be no callers. I will turn off the screen. I will not look at any stations. I will not look at any callers. I will not depend upon you because this is the most caller-based show in radio. It's been known as that. I actually listen. I've been known as a guy who actually hears the callers, listens to them. No one types them for me. I actually hear you. I actually relate to you. I respond to you. I don't have it typed out for me with a written answer. I have no staged callers ready to go. So sometimes it's very wearying because you say here, up here, I'm here with the blackboard, my hands are up doing the theory of relativity, and a guy's calling about how much is 2 and 1. And she's like, oh yeah, that's bright, yeah, 2 and 1, that's 3, that's correct, thanks, Will, I'll send you a copy of Trump's War. I can't do that anymore, do you mind? I'm weary. It's killing me. I got to tell you, I'm listening to talk radio lately. I don't even want to do it anymore by what I'm hearing. How much can you talk about a judge you never met? How can they spend hours talking about Gorsuch and what he said? So he criticized Trump for saying that thing to that. Look, Blumenthal is an out-and-out evil man, an evil liar. An evil liar. He lied about his Vietnam service when he never served in Vietnam. That's number one. So how can you trust him after that? But let's put that aside. He says he met with the guy, and then the Supreme Court nominee said this about Trump, that he was disheartened, whatever the words were. Is that a big deal? Why is that a big deal? I don't even know why it's a big deal. What do you expect the judge to say to him who needs that left-wing fanatic from Connecticut to appoint him? Okay, now let's move on. Callers, 855-417-282. I've decided to have callers again. I'm going to take some callers. KSFO, Lynn, line two, you're a caller. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Glenn Custard. You remember me? I was the co-author of Prop 209.
And I certainly do, Glenn. I haven't seen you in 20 years. You are a co-author of the great Proposition 209. Tell America what Proposition 209 said.
It said that it was going to be illegal in the state of California for the state and local governments to discriminate against anyone based on their race or their sex or their ethnicity.
In other words, 209 eliminated affirmative action where they're appointing idiots to every position to make sure white men didn't get the jobs.
That's right, exactly.
In plain English, let's cut through the chase. They rigged the law so they could hire morons for every job in the state of California and make sure the white male was aced out. Is that about what happened?
What they tried to do, and I want to tell your audience, you were the very first on talk radio, the very first in the radio who picked up on this. And I remember you led this demonstration in front of the courthouse in San Francisco. I think.
Oh, I showed up. Wait, tell everybody what I showed up. What vehicle was I in?
Well, I don't know about that, but you read from John Locke.
Yeah, I appeared in an armored car.
Oh.
I was a local host on KSFO, I don't know the year, what was it, 94, 5, 96?
Yeah.
We worked so hard to pass 209. 6 million of us said, yes, it's unfair to discriminate against people based on race. It should be based on qualifications. One rotten, stinking judge, I don't know if he's still alive, this man was so evil.
Yeah.
Delton Henderson, he had been a judge with the ACLU. They shopped him into a federal court. They then took a proposition. They gave it to this rat bum, stinking lizard who overwrote with one stroke of a pen. That rat bum stole our votes.
Yeah, but we.
I got so incensed that I held a big rally, one of the few rallies I ever held in my life, an outdoor rally. And I was on KSFO radio as a local host. And the PR director, the marketing guy, who's a great guy, hired an armored car that delivers money. And I showed up at the rally in an armored car, and I gave my speech from the platform of an armored car. It was wonderful. Do you remember the truckers came in with their big rigs? They were going to block all the bridges into the Bay Area. That was a great day.
Well, no, I didn't go because I was a party to that suit, and I didn't want to, you know, get involved. I would have been there right on the front line if I hadn't been a party to the lawsuit.
Yeah, but what the point is that we voted fairly, and this rotten, stinking judge stole our vote.
That's right.
He stole our vote, this rotten liberal bum. But I hate judges who do that. I hate them. They should rot in hell.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I could go a step further, but I can't. Now, what do you think of Trump's war? Is he still going to make it here with what's going on against him?
I don't know. I'm a little worried about him because he's got both the Republican establishment, all the Democrats against him, and I've never seen such hysteria and such hatred from the public at large as I've seen now.
Have you seen anything like this from the media?
Only a little bit of it, but it's gotten really bad lately.
No. Have you ever seen a media that said nothing while Barry the Shyster was president for 8 years?
That's right.
Lying and cheating his way every day on that podium, doing everything he could to undermine the American way, and they said nothing, and all of a sudden these guys are full of testosterone today attacking the president?
Well, you know, I think of them like Izvestia and Pravda during the Soviet Union. They're the communications organs of a party, and I don't see them as anything different than that.
Now I could see why you were a great man who wrote the Proposition 209. Lynn, were you a lawyer?
No, I'm a professor.
Oh, thank God. All right, I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War. Please stay on the line because we need you in the battle to help save this republic. Shalom Aleichem. There was actually an author, a Jewish author named, what was it, Shalom Aleichem. He took the name. It wasn't his real name. It was very funny. Some authors take like common phrases and turn them into their names, and it works very well for them. You know, Shalom Aleichem means peace, peace unto you. So this was this Yiddish author in the 1900s, he wrote, his name was, I think, Shalom Aleichem. He's very smart. It'd be like taking an English phrase, a common phrase, and making it into an author's name because you understand the name. Think about that. What English phrases, two words, would make for a good author's name that everybody would recognize? Think about that one. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Here's a happy thing, really, Valentine's Day. It's a happy thing, and aren't you tired of guessing what she wants for Valentine's Day? Wouldn't you really love an easy, fail-proof way to look like a pro? This year, Pro Flowers is making it easier than ever by taking all of the guesswork right out of it. On top of their already low prices right now, you get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for only $29.99. Come on. Plus shipping and handling. Or you can upgrade for $9.99 more. You get 2 dozen long-stemmed assorted roses with a premium vase and chocolate. Look, even if you're sleeping in another room, even if you're in the doghouse, well, that's a small investment. Get us some flowers. You just go to proflowers.com and use my code SAVAGE. Order now and have it delivered on Valentine's Day right to the home or to work. And when her coworkers gush over the gift you sent her, you'll hear that you did the right thing. She may even invite you out of the guest room. Who knows? You never know, right? Now, the beautiful thing is that these flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or you get your money back. And the only way for you to get these 2 dozen assorted roses with free glass vase starting at $29.99 is you go to proflowers.com, you click on the blue mic on the top right, and then type in SAVAGE. It's that simple. Proflowers.com, click on the mic on the right, and type in the code SAVAGE. Don't wait. Order today. This deal expires soon. It's a great deal. Now we're going to go back to the people and the callers, and I'm going to take callers. I haven't yet gotten to Bill Kristol, who says lazy white working class Americans should be replaced by immigrants. I've always had an eerie feeling about him. It's not that he's an evil guy. He's not in the evil category. He's a schmendrick. He's the type of guy, if the father didn't get him started, he'd be running a clothing store in Jackson Heights that went out of business in 1971. And I don't know what would have been after that if his father had owned, let's say, a clothing store somewhere under the L. Let's say, okay, you don't know what I'm talking about. Listen to Bill Kristol, who runs a magazine called The Meekly Standard, clips 1 and 2 together.
Look, to be totally honest, if things are so bad, as you say, with the white working class, don't you want to get new Americans in who aren't going to be... I'm serious. You can make a case that this is going on too long and this is too crazy, probably, and I hope this thing isn't being, like, you know, videotaped or ever shown anywhere. Whatever tiny, pathetic future I have is going to be totally collapsed. You can make a case that America has been great because every I think John Adams said this at the beginning, right? Basically, if you're in a free society, a capitalist thriving society, after 2, 3, 4 generations of hard work, everyone becomes kind of decadent, lazy, spoiled, whatever. And then luckily, you have these waves of people coming in from Italy and Ireland and Russia and now Mexico who really want to work hard and really want to succeed and really want their kids to live better lives than them and aren't
more.
Sort of...
Of course, Bill, we are not talking about people coming from Mexico. We are talking about people coming from Somalia, the land of terrorism. Yemen, the land of terrorism. You schmuck, you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
I do find it ironic that you've got some executives all over the internet bragging about what they've done to her and her line, and yet they're using the most prominent woman in Donald Trump's most prominent daughter, and they're using her, who's been a champion for women empowerment, sure, women in the workplace, to get to him. So I think people can see through that.
30 questions have been raised after Kellyanne Conway did an interview, I believe it was with Fox News this morning, where she appeared to, from the confines of the Brady briefing room, promote the product of Ivanka Trump. Do you believe that she crossed an ethical line?
Kellyanne has been counseled, and that's all we're going to go with. She's been counseled on that subject. And
well, there's probably a bar and grill for sale somewhere on the shore. Conway counseled over TV tout of Ivanka Trump's apparel line. Is there no way someone could talk to this woman and tell her to shut her big mouth and go behind the scenes? Let's assume she's a brilliant genius, even though she came along 2 months before the election and took credit for his election. No one knew where she was before that, other than slamming Trump for a year straight. 1 year straight, she attacked him. Before that, she was a pollster. Okay, fine, and she's a wonderful woman, a great mother. I get all of that. But we have a revolution here that we are trying to enact under Donald Trump. She is weakening his messaging, in my opinion. She's making an embarrassment of him, of herself, for sure, because she has no shame whatsoever. She is like a little girl at a wedding who you can't stop to dance. The band went home, the bartender shut down the bar, she's still on the floor dancing. Every time I turn on the television and there's a meeting, an inauguration, a funeral, there she is zipping by with the hair flying. It's enough already. So now they've counseled her after she promoted Ivanka Trump's clothing line in a TV interview, which is an apparent violation of a federal rule that bars public officials from using their positions to promote private business interests. It's actually a little embarrassing for me to even have to say it. It's a wonderful line. I own some of it, Conway said during the interview. I'm going to give it a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online. Now, I want to ask you something. You know what the title of my show today is? Here it is. It got dropped already from the board. That's why I forgot to talk about it. I put it up right away. I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. Think like your enemy thinks. Think like your enemy thinks. The country is so divided right now. We certainly have to understand there is another America. We may disagree with them totally. We realize they've ruined the country, but they exist. And if they exist, you have to start to see a little bit how they see things. Now, let's reverse it. See the world through their eyes. As bad as Obama was, he was advised very carefully by Axelrod and other professionals who knew imaging. The medium is the message. They read that book in the 60s by Marshall McLuhan. The medium is the message. And certainly the message is the medium. So if the message is sending a line, I own some of it, I'm going to give it a free commercial here. What if somebody working for Obama had said a thing like that? I want to know what the right wing or even the conservative media would have done. You have to understand something. I am a commentator. I am not an apparatchik of the Republican Party. I do not work for Donald Trump. I don't want anything from Donald Trump. I'd love to be recognized for what I've done by him. I doubt it will ever happen. I'd love for him to try to get my name off the list of people being banned from England. I doubt very much that he'll bother to even do that for me. But it doesn't matter. Because every day that I wake up and I see these little things going on that disturb me, it's nothing compared to what would be going on if she had won. Can you imagine if you were waking up every day and Hillary Clinton had won? Can you imagine what world you would be living in? Can you imagine her executive orders? So you want to think how the enemy thinks? You don't give your enemies any ammunition. And that's why I think it's time for Kellyanne Conway, because I know she's the biggest genius the world has ever seen, probably Nobel Prize level in terms of political strategy. I mean, think about it. If she came along 2 months before the election and she got him elected, after all, she did it on her own, she must be the smartest woman in the history of politics. But she should be behind the scenes. You know, there's a statement in radio, which I've used before, which is I have a face for radio, which I do. That's why I'm not on television. Michael Savage admits he has a face for radio. I have a great voice, but I know I should be on radio. I don't want to be on TV. Can I make the leap and tell you there are people who do not belong out front, speaking for the president, with QVC jewelry? What's with the QVC jewelry and the bad makeup? And it looks like she's wearing whitener strips in her teeth. I'm sorry, I see these things. Like tooth whiteners. Because if you look carefully on the shot, the teeth in the back are like gray, and they're sharp. They're like gray teeth that haven't been straightened. So it's okay to wear a white strip if you're behind the curtain, but if you're in front of the spotlight, at least have your teeth straightened before you do it. I would certainly take care of that. But aside from that, have your brain straightened before you do it. It's a wonderful line. I own some of it. I'm going to give it a free commercial. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online. Okay, that's the end of that. Sorry. Not good. Not good at all. The OG or White House could issue a reprimand, suspension, demotion, or removal from office, according to federal regulations. They both also have the option of waiving the rule in particular cases or requiring offending employees to receive ethics counseling. Oh, she's getting counseling. So she's in rehab? She's in public spokesman rehab right now. I'm sorry. Okay, look, you'll defend her. I know that many of you are angry at me for even mentioning it. You think that I should never say anything negative about anybody who works for Trump. I disagree with you. I don't work for Donald Trump. I want him to win. I wrote Trump's war to help him get his agenda enacted. But it doesn't mean I have to sit here and lick his boots and lick his fingers. Do I have to do that? Is that what you want? Is that what you expect of me? Everything that he or any of his factotums say or do is great? No. Now, I know what you're going to say is, with friends like you, he doesn't need enemies. You're wrong. With friends like me, he needs friends like me. Right now, his inner circle is afraid to criticize him. They're afraid to say one word to him that he doesn't like. They're terrified of him. And he needs constructive advice from the people. That's my job. I am not Sean Hannity on television. I don't go there wishing to get something. I am telling you right now, unless we have some constructive criticism for the president, we're going to lose it all. It's that simple. 855-407-282. Gino on WABC, line 9, go ahead, please.
Michael, I love you, and then all the times I hate you. Without Kellyanne...
Yeah, good. Welcome to the club. You must be a relative.
Yeah, okay. Without Kellyanne Conway and her accurate information on the polls and all the chances that he had to take, he had to win 5 states that he won, that otherwise if Hillary would have won even one of those 5 states, Ohio...
Right. So wait, it was because of her that people were motivated to go out and vote?
I voted for the Trump, so I didn't vote for him in the primaries, but because of him, because of her...
Wait, excuse me. Where did you hear Trump's message? From Kellyanne Conway or from me?
It was both of you, okay?
What do you mean both of me? She didn't have a television show. She had no radio. She had no outlet. She was a behind-the-scenes pollster.
The information, the honest, accurate information that she gave...
Gino, stop. The way Donald Trump's message got out there was through how? Through the media, wasn't it?
But it wasn't just you either.
It wasn't just me, but it wasn't her. She had no show.
It was all of you.
Stop, Gino. Stop, Gino. We know it was all of us. Some more than others. She had no radio or TV show, did she?
But she gave him the information that he needed.
Again, you're going back and forth. I understand that you're happy with her. You like her. She's your type. I get it. You like the Jersey Shore, cheap blonde look. I get that. It turns you on. But it doesn't translate to his election just because she turns you on.
Mike, I'm telling you, you're wrong on this one.
No, Gino, just because you're the type of guy who gets turned on by a cheap look, someone who wears QVC jewelry, bad makeup, bad teeth, doesn't mean the rest of America buys the act.
What she looks like. It matters what information she gave him.
All right. Terrific. Great. Now you don't want my... Okay, so you don't want my book. I won't send it to you. Wait till Kellyanne Conway writes her book called How I Shafted Trump. Do you know that for 1 year straight she was putting him down? Do you know anything about that?
I know that, too, because I did the same thing. Well, I worked...
Wait. Hold on, Gino. For 1 year straight she worked for Ted Cruz. Is that correct?
Correct. And I voted for Ted in the primary.
Fine. You're entitled to do it. It's a free country. She bashed him on television and radio for a year straight, and the things she said about him are being used to this day by his worst enemies.
Matter as long as he's getting the message across, and as long as we are getting, the conservative base is getting...
Gino, are you a married man?
Well, that matters.
Gina, are you a married man?
No, I'm not.
What happened?
I've had ex-girlfriends, and they've left me after a while, so...
I'm sorry to hear. What did they look like?
But that's okay. I'm one.
What type were they? What did they look like?
They were hot blondes for the most part.
Oh, there you go. So I told you, I'm not stupid.
I'm partial to blondes, man.
Are you partial to skinny blondes with bad makeup and bad teeth and cheap earrings? I get that.
Okay.
All right, let's split the difference. I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Find it ironic that you've got some executives all over the internet bragging about what they've done to her and her line, and yet they're using the most prominent woman in Donald Trump's most prominent his daughter, and they're using her, who's been a champion for women empowerment,
sure,
women in the workplace, to get to him.
Just,
so I think people can see through that.
30
go
seconds.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I hate shopping. I'm gonna go get some on myself today.
There is that hashtag buy Ivanka right now.
Sorry, not classy. Trump needs classy people around him. He needs dignified people around him, men and women. Why do you have to support everyone who works for him? Well, I understand it, because most people have no subtlety. It's a team thing. Either you're for the A's or the B's. Either you're for the D's or the R's. Either you're with me or you're against me. I'm not that way. I'm a commentator. This is how I see the world. I wouldn't care if Jesus was in the White House. If he hired someone who were like this, I would say, Jesus is great, I love his message, but this spokesperson for Jesus is not doing him any favor. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? This is how the rest of the world sees it. I'm doing you a favor by enlightening you as to how the world sees this situation. Ian on KLIF, how do you see the situation? Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I agree with you 100% that he needs to remove her or put her behind the scenes. I think she is created. Her job should be to clarify his statements, not to make herself a story.
Thank you. Everything is about her.
I think
everything is about her. She's a narcissistic egomaniac who is out of control.
I think she's hurting him.
That's the bottom line. Hurting or helping him? Hurting him. Forget Gino from New York, who likes the type. There aren't that many Ginos in the world. They're saying, did Conway violate ethics rules by promoting Ivanka Trump's product brand? He now has a controversy on his hands. They're saying that they've counseled her. That's not good.
Nope.
You know, they're looking for any chink in Trump's armor. And what she's done here is open up a real hole in the armor. And it's not the first time. It's like every week another story.
Every time.
Someone said Kellyanne should buy up the remaining Ivanka clothing line and shoes at Nordstrom's and wear them. No more Toys R Us costumes at special events in D.C. I'm not the only one who sees it. What if First Lady Michelle Obama wore a clothing line that her friend made? And she said, I'm going to give a free promotion for it. Wouldn't we on the right be screaming? All right, this is not a big deal. This is a tempest in a teapot, right? Trump just announced a major tax reform event coming in 2 to 3 weeks. That is a big story, isn't it? Now, you know, that's another story I want to talk about. By the way, you're getting a copy of Trump's War, Ian, stay in line. I got to tell you something very important. Years ago, there was an unknown website operator who I didn't know, who I said was the Hearst of our time. Who am I talking about? Raise your hand if you know. Who did I say was the Randolph Hearst of our time? You know who I'm talking about, right? Well, he's gotten bigger, not smaller. Now, 3 days ago, the Hearst of our time runs a blaring headline on his website that Trump is backtracking on tax reform and it's going to cause he tweeted about it. The next day, Trump announces there's going to be a big announcement about tax reform coming in 2 to 3 weeks. Was I right that he's the Hearst of our time? What happens on that website affects not only America, but the world. Do you hear what I just said to you? All right, look, again, talking to myself. Does anyone know who I say what I mean? I'm schwitzing here. I'm going through like hot flashes from it. I came into the studio. I went to three studios today. You don't know what I went through in the rainstorm. The first one I had to leave because an electrician was coming to turn the electric off for something I'm having built. That was A. I go to another one. It had been rat infested. The rats were cleaned out. It stank. The other day, I said, get the rat man back, came back, opened the window, I came back, you could die from the dead rats in the wall. That's two. Now I come to studio three. So far, I've only lost the Telos and the Skype during the show. Try to imagine you're flying a plane with four engines, and you're running on one or two the whole show. I love it. It's like flying in combat. The worst that could happen is the show ends, and they get a best of goes on. It's not like really in combat. There you die. You fall down in enemy territory. Here's nothing. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855. So hate me now because I said one word about the spokesmouth for him. To begin with, I got to tell you something. I don't like anyone who stabbed him in the back for a year and then pretends she's his friend. You see, that's what I don't like. You want me to play the clips again of what she said about him for a year straight? I won't do it. They're all over the media. She stabbed him in the back. She said the worst things imaginable about him while she was working for Ted Cruz. How can she go from stabbing him in the back for a year to now pretending she's his spokesman? The biggest question to me is why did he hire her after she stabbed him in the back? Who advised him to hire this woman? That's the bewilderment that I have. He's a smart man. He has intelligent people around him. Bannon is a guy like a real forceful Churchillian type. Who gets his stuff, wants it done, sees things as they are, brutish in his ways, but right on target. He's an asset. She is not. My opinion. Yours counts. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It is the Savage Nation. Boy, I'm drinking a diet soda now. I just had a bad Chinese lunch. I feel great. I love the taste of aspartame in the afternoon. That's a takeoff on something which you will probably know if you remember movies from the 60s and 70s. I love the taste of aspartame in the afternoon. I love it. The more they tell me not to drink diet soda, the more I realize how great it is. I had a friend who was a psycho, a depressive, the worst. He's a rich guy today. Doesn't mean anything. A lot of crazy people become rich. He was a certifiable, I'm talking a foamer. Like the white stuff on the side of the mouth, that type. A schlemiel, but a foamer. And a smart guy, nice guy, liked him. He swore that he cured himself with aspartame. The diet soda helped him. I is it true? It's wonderful stuff. It's an antidepressive. Delicious with a bad Chinese meal. Fabulous. So we're talking about the news. Okay, let's be clear here. When Hillary Clinton used her influence as Secretary of State to pad the Clinton Foundation, it was much worse, right? But Hillary was a smarter woman. She did it quietly. She didn't come out there and say she was padding the Clinton Foundation. But this one comes out and says it's a wonderful line. I own some of it. I'm going to give it a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online. My friends, that's a commercial. It's an embarrassment. KSFO, Maggie, agree or disagree with me?
Yeah, no. Thank you, Dr. Savage, for taking my call. No, I'm not disagreeing. Actually, I'm fully agreeing with you. It's just coming in from a little bit of a different perspective. I actually kind of appreciated Conway when the hot mic incident happened. She was a woman, and kind of it seemed as if she was calmer then. She didn't seem to inflate feelings. She kind of seemed to make
What hot mic moment?
Well, you know, when the whole hot mic thing came out and the vulgar remarks that he had.
No, Maggie, we're only talking about her promoting Ivanka's line on a television show while she's an official spokesman for the President of the United States.
Exactly. And that's where I'm coming in to your view, is that now, with the country as divided as it is, why are we constantly picking fights with everybody, it appears, on her side? And that's what...
Well, all I'm asking you is, do you think she did a wrong thing here? That's all I'm asking you.
Absolutely. And that's...
That's all. Thank you. All right. That's what I think. And it's time to understand the president is fighting for our agenda. And the country is as divided today as it's ever been in my life. And the last thing we need is someone to weaken his messaging. Period. Why in the world do you not see this? Well, I said it last week. I'll say it again. Why couldn't he have hired someone classy like Laura Ingraham? I just want you to understand this is not misogyny. If you think I'm picking on her because she's a blonde with bad teeth, I'm not. You get someone classy to go out there. Someone with a higher degree, who speaks other languages. Someone who presents a flair for language and does it with class. No, what do you need this for? Why do you want to weaken yourself by surrounding yourself with, okay, I think I made my point, no more. But she did it again. Just when I thought she was in the background, she comes up in the foreground again. I realize it's not a major scandal. I realize it's not really a big ethical deal compared to what Barry did with the charitable donations or what Hillary did with the State Department. I get that. But now the demon rats are making Ivanka's line of clothing a political football. And for this Conway person to feed them is crazy. She's supposed to be smarter than that. Sasha, KMAJ in Kansas, line 9. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I wanted to say that you're right. She maybe should not have brought it up and continued on with this whole thing. Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Savage. I do think she's probably overworked and exhausted at this point. They need to get some things in order within their campaign and get their message out on a daily basis, have a meeting of sorts to decide what the message is each day. And right now it should be the lowering of taxes as was suggested in the Drudger.
Yes, let's stick to some big picture here and not talk about makeup.
I know. I do think she does relate and to the women voters who...
I'm not a woman. Let me ask you something. When she went to the inauguration in a $5,000 Gucci dress or whatever, and she was criticized for that, all of a sudden she became a movie star. And she said, what's the matter? Go wear your spandex from a trailer park? She was insulting the very base that Trump used to become president.
Yeah, I know. And of course, it's because she's Republican. I mean, if she had been a Democrat, they would have lauded that, I'm sure.
All right, I understand you're a nice lady and you want to support every Republican, no matter how they may appear, right?
Well, not necessarily. No, I think she probably needs to get off of that subject and not.
How about getting off the stage entirely and just being the genius she is behind the scenes? What's wrong with that idea?
Maybe just not be seen so much. I don't. Does she not?
Okay. Here's the bigger question. Trump's a brilliant man. Why is he putting her out there?
Laura.
He must know what's going on. Why is he using someone who was as controversial and as frankly vulgar looking as her? Let's put it to you that way. I'll use a literary line. She is a very vulgar looking personality.
Well, I think that's subjective. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm just a commentator. I'm a guy. I watch things. I do this for a living for 22 years. I've never seen anyone who looks like her in such a prominent position. Why is he using her?
Well, I don't know. I don't see her that.
The plunging necklines, the cheap outfits, the QVC earrings, the bad hair, the bad teeth. What is he doing?
I honestly don't know. I see that as a...
All right, well, we don't know either. That's all. KSFO, James, what do you think? Why is Trump using her out there?
Hi, Mike. Thank you. Can I refer you back to your old days when you were talking about the Godfather? Didn't he say you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer? Remember Lewandowski? He got rid of him. Now Lewandowski is one of his biggest supporters when he goes on Hannity. Next, who's the first person or close to that he invited to the White House? The guy that trashed him. Who was that? Mitt Romney. Now he's got her out there taking all the slings and arrows so he can get his Secretary of Education passed, so he can get his Jeff Sessions through. He's having trouble getting this stuff done. He's promised us a tax cut. He may not be able to get that done. He's having trouble with health care. The drug industries are not helping him. He needs somebody out there like the Democrats have been doing forever.
So you're saying he purposely picked somebody as He picked her, in other words, to take the heat like a lightning rod?
Yeah, he picked enemies to be his proposal. Slings and arrows.
He picked his enemy to be his lightning rod because she was his enemy for a year straight.
Yeah, so was Mitt Romney. But he just, Mitt Romney, that was a great, it made him sound like he was really a quality guy. Hey, Trump.
All right, so you're saying Trump intentionally picked her to attract the heat, right?
Mike, you wouldn't have backed Trump if you didn't think he was a brilliant guy who could turn the country around. He's just doing it using Democrat tactics. The guy's a street fighter. He's a Democrat. He knows how they work.
So wait, but why would he pick somebody as controversially unappealing as her to speak for him? To speak for him.
That's okay. Trump.
I can't. You're breaking up. It's terrible radio. His phone's breaking up in the rain. It's terrible. All right, we got the picture. Israel on WABC line 4. Let's go for that one. Let's hope the call is better. Go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I can't agree with you more. I said this, you know, to some friends of mine. You know, we always have a little chat, you know, about what's going on. And I think what Trump is doing is really, really, really unprofessional. You know, weighing in on his daughter's line. Listen, it's his daughter. But the fact of the matter is you're showing your weakness to the world. And that's not something that he's supposed to focus on. He has senior advisors. What are they there for? You don't even hear from them now. And it's so.
Israel, wait. Let's start from the top. Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I voted for Donald Trump. I promoted Donald Trump. Now, does that mean now everything he does, we can't say a word about it?
Absolutely not. You know, I mean, listen, he had big plans, and obviously things are imploding, unfortunately, you know. And the other side, the Democrats, you know, trying everything to huddle and try to...
Yes, and not one word of controversy when Obama was destroying this country for 8 straight years. I get all of that. But understanding all of that, it is kind of weird for a president to be up 2, 3, 4 in the morning tweeting about clothing lines.
I know.
Is that what you're saying? Like, why is he even doing that?
I said to somebody last week, I said that this whole Twitter, I think, he, you know, I wouldn't say it in a bad way that, you know, with all due respect, that he has a loose mouth, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, but, you know, in reality, you know, you have to think before you say something. You know, they
right. That's right. So you're saying he's the president now. He doesn't have to be wild and crazy anymore.
Exactly.
He's the president. He doesn't have to tweet in the middle of the night.
I can't agree with you more. And once you
No, he doesn't have to do it. He should turn it off. He should stop tweeting.
100%.
He should stop it. He's president. He's not running for anything anymore.
Exactly.
All he is doing is antagonizing the country, half the country that didn't vote for him. What good is that?
Right.
And Israel, let me ask you something. Do you drink diet soda?
To the George Soros's and...
Israel, do you drink diet soda? Israel, can you hear me? Do you drink diet soda?
Actually, no.
Why?
I'm more of a seltzer and water man because I actually wanted to tell you about the aspartame. There's some sort of weird theory about that it turns into formaldehyde, but...
Listen, I know biochemistry. I read all the early studies on aspartame. I know it kills rats. Maybe I should use some in one of my studios by pouring it into the ceiling, but the fact is... The dosage levels are like at 100,000 times higher than what you get out of a can of soda. You know, everything has toxins in it. If I ever did a show on the toxins in kale, I think half the hippies would die on the spot. If I ever disclosed to them what's in spinach and kale, they would die on the spot. They have no idea that there are toxicants in almost every food. Israel, if I sent you a copy of Trump's War, would you share it with your friends?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll show it even though it's not kosher?
Listen, I don't discriminate and I don't stereotype anybody. I believe in...
You're a nice guy.
All of mankind.
You're a nice guy. Stay on the line and we'll send you a nice book. That's all. So I tried, you know, you go high, you go low. They want low. That's it. I can't do anything about it. Look at the topics I brought up. You didn't call on them. Here, is McCain right? Was the Yemen raid a botched mission? I read you from a former Airborne Ranger and combat veteran friend of mine. He said, no, it was not a botched raid. I said, Bill Kristol, he says, lazy white working class American should be replaced by immigrants. He didn't call me. I said you agree or disagree with Bannon and Gorka's views about Muslims. You didn't call me. Then I said, did Conway violate ethics rules by promoting Ivanka Trump's product brand? Bingo. And the reason is that this is radio at the end of the day. This is not a professorial lecture at Oxford University that's going to go into the archives of radio history. But yet it's an important story because it's touching a raw nerve. She's too controversial for this administration. Do you understand that? If we're talking about her and you're calling about her, either agreeing or disagreeing, attacking me, it means she's not in the right position. Now it's become about this woman instead of about the presidency and his agenda. You think that they're that smart that that's what they want you to do, is talk about her instead of about his agenda? Is that how smart they are? I don't think so. I'll be right back. I'll take your calls. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. You know, there's no one like your Valentine, and this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that's as unique as they are. You see, a gift from Shari's Berries shows you put thought into finding the perfect gift. Freshly dipped strawberries, you know how much I love them, I really do, from Shari's Berries, start at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you double the berries for just $10 more. How? You need my code to take advantage of this deal, Savage. I don't eat a lot of sweets, but these berries are decadent, they're fresh, they're juicy, they're sweet, shareable, and they're irresistible. You choose berries dipped in tempting white, milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. Surprise her in her office or workplace, and her co-workers are sure to be just a little jealous, which you want to do. I don't know if that's a nice thing, but you know that's going to happen anyway, and she'll love it. That's the main thing. Shari's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Shari's Berries starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com, berries.com, click on the mic in the right, and type in Savage. You go to berries.com, click on the mic on the right, type in Savage, order them today, you will not regret it. WFNR Radio in Virginia, Susan, line 3. Go ahead, please, what's your topic?
Yes, hi, Dr. Savage. This is your journey, girl. I just wanted to say to you that I agree with you 100%. Laura Ingraham would be such an asset for our president. But what I don't understand is, okay, fine, she, you know, ran a good campaign, whatever, boom, boom, boom. Get rid of her. It's done. She did her job. Go on about your business, and he has to go about his business. He's not campaigning anymore. He doesn't have to keep tweeting. And like you say, he needs constructive criticism.
That's all. But you're not allowed to say it right away. They accuse you of being an enemy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, teeth whitener strips only go so far.
I agree with you. You make me laugh so much.
Let me ask you, you said you were my journey friend? Is that what you said?
Yeah, your journey girl. I call you and I always tell you that you always take us on a journey.
Oh, well, what journey have I taken you on so far?
Well, today is the funny one. It is.
It's a kind of humorous one because nobody wanted the serious. Do you think I'm going to get up here and talk about the judge I never met like I care about it? How could you talk about that for 2 hours?
Right.
Okay, so the topic really is, did Conway violate federal rules by pushing Ivanka's clothing line like an ad? It was a promo. Let's say she didn't. Let's say it's ethically not so and she shouldn't be fired. It's not classy to do it. And I'm talking about the message of the president, the revolution I fought for 22 years. And I guarantee you, I was on this before Trump was. You want me to go into detail? You think he was fighting in the trenches in 1994 for borders, language, and culture? Not.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
What you do, like sit in your mansion, you're not using drugs anymore, you're too old, half the things in your body are broken. Your kids don't talk to you, you don't sleep with your wife. I just can't imagine what their life must be like. All the glory days are gone. I mean, they're not. It's not the groupie thing anymore. Okay, I'm just thinking out loud, that's all. Just Trump thinks out loud. He tweets in the middle of the night, so I talk during the day. That's all. I don't think this through. I'm just thinking. And you could comment. It's 855-407-282. If my dog pees on the rug, I'm going to go crazy. I asked my assistant 8 times to get him out of here. He's like circling the rug. I'm getting nervous here. I'm in a fresh studio that has no stink in it from a rotten dog again. He's driving me crazy. He's getting old. He's vomiting. I can't take this anymore. Ever I turn, there's something wrong in my life. One house has a rat in it. I can't go in it. The other one's leaking the roof. This one, the dog is circling. Get the assistant in here. I can't take this. This is crazy. Will you tweet? Get my tweeter in here. I can't believe. Okay, 855-407-282 was the phone number. Did Conway violate ethics rules by promoting Ivanka Trump's product brand is the question. Was the Yemen raid a botched mission? Now, stupid McCain is attacking Trump for the Yemen raid. Let's hear clip 9. It's short, but let's listen to that one.
When you lose a $75 million airplane, and more importantly, American lives are life is lost and wounded, I don't believe that you can call it a success.
Well, you would know something about losing a $75 million airplane. You almost lost an aircraft carrier when you hit the wrong button and a Zeus missile went off on the deck. Anyone could do it. And your missile shot into another plane, which set it on fire. And what did they lose, 25 jet aircraft when McCain touched the wrong button on the aircraft carrier and almost sank? So he would know what a success and a failure is. There's no question about that. So that's another controversy, because a man I greatly respect, who I listen, I actually turned to one person on military affairs. Since I didn't serve in the military, he did, and he's my hero. He's a former Army Ranger, Airborne Ranger, combat veteran, and he said, no, it's not. The Yemen raid was not a botched mission. He explained exactly why it was not a botched mission at all. He explained it in great detail, and I frankly read his letter at the beginning of hour one. I'm not going to do it again. You have to catch it on YouTube or whatever. But all you want to talk about is Kellyanne Conway. That's the beauty of this. No matter what I do, I can change it to Sessions and Schumer and whatever. It doesn't matter. I could do the judge. It doesn't matter. You're going to call about Kellyanne Conway. And that's why she should be thrown out, because it's all about her now. She's become more important than Trump's agenda. Can you believe this? Do you understand why I'm going on and on about it? I know what's going on. All right, whatever. Here's some more stories here that I can get to. Police defend lack of intervention in violent protest at Berkeley. Can you believe this? There are no police in Berkeley. They are the protesters. Half the cops, when they get off duty, put on the black masks and burn things and smash windows, in my opinion. How could they call right-wing gay provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos the reason for letting them burn the campus, Rex Sproul Hall, to be specific? Eyewitnesses contend that the lack of police intervention allowed the protests to escalate. Police are defending the decision to allow the protests to progress, stating they believed officer intervention would only have served to inflame tensions. That's such cowardly garbage. That is utter crap. If conservative students had done one-tenth of what those radical leftist professors were doing with their black cloaks on, they would have had their heads broken open. They should all be fired. The whole Berkeley Police Department that was there should be thrown off the force. Trump signs executive orders designed to break the back of the cartels and protect police. This is a new one. No one's talking about it. Instead, you're talking about the barfly all day long. No matter what I do, it's the barfly. Barfly should, barfly shouldn't have. You like the cheap look, you don't like the cheap look. He's using her, he's not using her. Meanwhile, today, he did something new. He signed 3 EOs, we'll call them EOs now, aimed at reducing crime and protecting law enforcement. The day he swore in AG Jeff Sessions, 3 executive actions that he said were designed to restore safety in America. First, he directed This is a big one. Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security to undertake all necessary lawful action to break the back of the criminal cartels that have spread across our nation and destroying the blood of our youth and other people. That's amazing. The official name of the executive order is enforcing federal law with respect to the transnational criminal organization and preventing international trafficking. How come Obama didn't do that? How come Hillary didn't even say she would do that? Didn't he say he would stop the drug flow into America? Well, he's trying to do it. He also signed another executive order calling for the Department of Justice to create a task force aimed at reducing violent crime in America. Good. Third, he signed an EO directing the Department of Justice to implement a plan to stop crime and crimes of violence against law enforcement officers. Oh, wow. It's a shame that what's been happening to our great, truly great law enforcement officers, that's going to stop us out. That is terrific. So three great, great EOs, executive orders, EA, executive actions. What he's done is greatly increase the morale of the police. And if anyone attacks a cop, I want them to go to jail. I don't care if their pink lives matter. I don't care if their green lives matter. I don't care if they're called Code Stinko. You attack a cop, you go to jail. No matter what the reason, I don't care why. Go to jail. Go to jail. We'll sort it out in court. Leave my police alone. They're the only thin blue line I have between you, you rabble bums, you, and the total breakdown of my society. I don't care what you create around yourself. I don't care. $90 million from George Soros doesn't matter to me. George Oros. I wish he passed an executive order called the Stopping George Soros Act. Or you could call it something else. Stopping the intervention by, whatever, money traders in the temple. Now you're still only calling about her, the barfly. I started, I can't stop it. Okay, let's do barfly, if that's what you want. You only want to do barfly, I'll do barfly. Someone just said to me if he was casting a movie and he needed someone to play a certain role, she'd be perfect for it. I said, stop it, it's a family show. Cut it out. She's a married woman with three children, don't you dare say that. A young guy. This could end the fixation of young guys for cougars. I mean, it's so bad. It's gotten so bad. I'm sorry. Don't get me started. She's got to go. Sorry, let it. I want her behind the curtain. I don't want to see her anymore. It's an embarrassment. I don't like her flitting around. At the funeral, there she was. I saw the president at the funeral flitting across the screen with someone with blonde hair. Bingo, there she was, like hunched over. You know, like you make believe you don't want to be seen, but you run in front of the camera. Like Zelig. If Woody Allen were a woman in her 50s. There you go, in the movie Zelig. And now the president's at the funeral for a SEAL. There it is, like zip, at the corner of your eye, in the middle of a speech, zip, there it went, the blonde hair flying by. Inauguration, bingo. Halloween, bingo. Veterans Day, bingo. Martin Luther King Jr. Day ceremony, there she is. It's like Zelig, stop already, hide her. Put her in the Z-Wing, East Wing. Isn't there another house on the property they could put her in? East Wing, West Wing. There's got to be somewhere, a basement, where Lincoln, something that Lincoln had down there. Attic. Is there an attic in the White House they can use? There must be an attic that they put aides in. If she's such a genius at forming language for the president, why is she causing so much trouble if she's so smart? All right, forget about it. Nobody wants to. I give up. Look what I tried, everything. Executive orders, Ospreys. You don't care about it. So let's bash Elizabeth Warren. They gagged her? I was off the air yesterday. I didn't even turn the news on. I could care less. I'm trying to train myself to not care about the news when I'm not on the radio. You think, what, I'm going to listen to the news when I'm off the air? I didn't even listen to the fill-in. Normally, I bug them. The guys hate when I do it. For years, I call in. He said this. You tell him to stop that. Tell him to get back to the news. I don't do it anymore. I can't take it. I got to turn it off somehow. I had a very pleasant day doing nothing. I like to do nothing. It's nice to do nothing. It's wonderful to do nothing, especially in the rain. I was singing in the rain. I was walking in the rain in San Francisco because it stopped raining late in the day. You know what I saw? You know what I saw? I saw happy young people. Meaning after work, it was like 6 o'clock, downtown San Francisco, Embarcadero, the bar area, like the Golden Triangle. There's like a Schroeder's, and then my friend sold it years ago. They yuppied it up, but it's actually very nice. There's a polka dance there coming Saturday. I used to go for polka music. There was Schroeder's, I peek in, I don't buy any. I don't want to, like, drink. I'm not drinking these days. One drink a day is all. I'm like, I don't want alcohol at all. I can't stand it. I don't like what it does to me. So one drink, but I didn't want to go in there, just check it out, see if it's like the old place. How you doing? And there's always like a, he didn't have like a hostess in the front. I don't like when they have a hostess in a bar, like when you walk in, like they grill you, like to see if you're a bum. If you're a bum, they probably like invite you in. So I go in, look around, young, like you make believe you're looking for somebody. You're gonna, like, you're not going to buy anything. It's not like I'm cheap. I didn't want anything. I wanted to just check the place out. So it's like this young girl, hi, can I help you? I'm just, you're like a wave, yeah, yeah. It's like yeah, there's someone back there. So I go to the back and I wave, like, I don't leave. But I looked around. Then I go to, like, the Royal Exchange, look in there. The other one, bum in the doorway, look past there. Went past the McDonald's, Scottish food, in case you're into Scottish cuisine, McDonald's. Went over to California Street, turn right. Walk past the fish place I would not recommend. I don't know why people line up in the rain. Why do they go to Tadish's? It's a San Francisco institution. I went in there once. I felt like I was in an institution. I don't understand it. I don't understand. It's tourists, a tourist trap. Oh, you got to go there. The guy's in the jackets in a fish restaurant from the 1940s. Think the fish is better because the guy wears a jacket? I paid like $7 for a scongeli in there. I don't know what he gave me. No, it was like a piece of vegetable. It was $7, and they make it such a big deal. They're so nasty. I don't eat there. It's a tourist trap. It's like people who ride the trolley car. It's like people who go to the Statue of Liberty in New York. They eat there. So I went right past that. I looked at it. The white jackets didn't go in. Go to the corner. I like to go into hotel bars and look around, see all the lonely people traveling on their laptops. You don't know if they're really, like, enjoying themselves on the road. How could you enjoy yourself being away from even your own pillow and your cat? I feel bad for them. You know, you look at the guy sitting with the laptop or the woman. Like, I come in. I'm a very dynamic person. People don't know me, but I change the vibrations in a place when I walk in. I try not to. But I have an energy about me. You can see people, like, bristle. Maybe they do know me. Who knows? I don't think so. They're out-of-towners. But you could feel like, who's that guy with... Okay, so they sit there with the laptops. You wonder, like, what kind of loneliness do they have in the room? They go up there. There's nothing there. It's horrible. I used to do that. I hated it. It was the reason I gave a very lucrative job for a big corporation many years ago. I went into radio. Here, I don't have to travel. I don't have to travel maybe house to house, studio to studio, but to travel on business is terribly hard. You know, people think, oh, you go on a book tour, 10 cities. Horrible. Ask anyone. A green room, who are you going to meet? Wolf Blitzer? Get, like, lights in your eyes. You get, like, a petite mall waiting to go on. Then you're like, you want to wear, like, a hat for the light. You can't. You need, like, a green shade, like in a gambling den from the 30s. You can't. You got to take the light in the eye. Creates a little migraine later on, like a minor migraine in the right eye. You have to deal with that one. You touch the one wrong food after an interview with those kind of lights, you're sick for weeks. So you have to be very careful, like tea works. Hot tea and lemon. And go to that place, look in there, nothing, dead people. But it was nice to see. The point I'm making is, I didn't see too many bums in the downtown area. It was beautiful. People in their 30s, after work, flocking into the bars, having a glass of wine. Mainly girls talking to each other because there are no men in the city who are available. They used to say years ago, what are you going to do in this city? All the men I meet are either gay, straight, or married. I said, well, you got the Quinilla here. What if you met someone who's all three? But it was a joke. But the thing is, that's what they say to women. I don't know how people reproduce. I don't understand it. There's no men out there. The women are sitting talking for them like they're happy. You know, each having a glass of wine, cheap rot gut garbage for $12 a glass. I'm not mocking them. I saw it. The corner of the eye saw it. Sitting, chatting. You know, look, they're letting off steam after all day in the office. But what do you think they're in the bar for? They're hoping they'll meet a guy and they'll start dating. It's a normal thing. Instead, do you see any carriages around with children in them in San Francisco? None. Not a carriage. Not a carriage. Once in a while you'll see it. It's either a woman pushing a carriage with a dog in it or a gay male couple with a carriage with a dog in it. I don't see any children in carriages here. There's none. You ever hear the statement, going to the dogs? Now you know where it came from. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. An interesting small obscure article on MichaelSavage.com that I found from Bloomberg. They banned Donald Trump from speaking before the UK Parliament. Would you believe this? Theresa May gave him a little shiv in the back. She came here with the British two-step, the curtsy job. Then she went back and gave him a stab in the back. Unbelievable. There's another story that'll break your heart. The dog just looks just like my dog, Teddy. Stop the puppy mills. USDA purges exposure. This is a big story. I can't read it to you. But the new USDA under Trump, I'm sorry to tell you, deleted inspection reports about puppy mills. And even conservatives like me are appalled at this new shenanigan. And I have it up there. The dog is so cute. Seven states bar the sale of puppies from puppy mills with a history of gross violations of the Animal Welfare Act, right? So a new USDA action leaves regulated dog sellers in those states with no practical way to comply with laws, and state and local law enforcement with almost no ability to enforce them. And there's such a huge outpouring of anger and mistrust about the USDA. It was an abrupt decision late last week to delete from its website inspection reports on some 9,000 licensed facilities that use animals, including commercial dog breeding operators, Tennessee walking horse show participants, roadside zoos, animal research labs, and other operations that were regulated under the Federal Animal Welfare Act. What happened was the USDA went around the law and hid this data. And so now the Humane Society of the United States, Wayne Pissell, is trying to stop this. And remember, I support this president. Does that mean that I have to support every little act that comes down? Who else is going to speak about the animals? Who should speak for the animals? You don't care. That's all. Unless I say, I understand that. All you want to hear is Republicans good, Trump great, Democrats bad, liberals are horrible. That's all you want. You're not going to get that for me. I'm sick of it. Not going to do it. You don't care about dogs and puppy mills? Take a look at the picture. Looks like my little Teddy. Look at the little guy. Look at the nose and the eyes. I don't like puppy mill operators. Do you? No, call zero. If I said barfly, you'll call again? And QVC earrings, then I'll get a call. Is McCain right? Was the Yemen raid a botched mission? Okay, that's another one. Here's this answer from a friend of mine who is a former airborne ranger and a combat veteran, highly decorated. He's my hero. I asked him because I don't have an answer. I mean, we did lose an $85 million Osprey helicopter. One SEAL died. I don't care about the poor innocents who were killed. They weren't innocent. The women all had machine guns behind sandbags. Okay, woman. What, a woman with a gun is suddenly a good woman? A terrorist with a gun is a woman? She's not a woman. She's a rat that should be annihilated. They should have dropped a bunker buster and killed everyone in there. I don't know what this pinpoint raid business is. If we had had the rules of engagement we have today, Hitler would still be alive. They didn't use pinpoint bombs on Berlin. They killed everything that moved. They didn't know if they were good, bad, young, or old. Crippled or healthy. They wanted to get the war over with. And it's time we got this war over with. Kill them all! Bunker bust them! Saturate them with bombs! Get rid of the rats! That's not what my friend said. That's what I said. He's more circumspect than I. As I say, a combat veteran, airborne ranger. And he said this. First of all, Michael, he said morale in the military has taken a definite upswing in the last few weeks. Meaning since Barry the Rat is gone. Since Barry the Ferret has left, everyone in the military feels better, except the fake admirals and the fake generals and the fake officers that were put in. You know, the ones who never shot a gun, who was made the head of a whole brigade? Anyway, he said, yeah, well, he says, as for the Yemen raid, what my sources are telling me is it was a direct departure from Obama's patty cake policy of sending drones and small pinpoint actions. Yemen is usually unstable and is the center of activity, which is the arm that carries out attacks against America and its allies worldwide. The maxim that the best operation plans go out the window at first contact applies here. In that, the Osprey, carrying the assault team, made a bad landing, and there were a bunch of female jihadis encountered, which somehow affected the operation. I'm not certain how. A SEAL was killed. Unfortunate, but this stuff happens. People, no matter how professional, get killed in these kinds of actions. As for the female jihadis, they should have been shot down as soon as they were recognized as a threat. If they're armed, F them. And sorry, Charlie, maybe they were using civilians as shields, he writes. That's a typical Muslim trick. If so, I could understand some hesitation. I don't know the details. Was it a failure? My understanding is that they didn't get the high-value target they were after. That also happens. Remember, Michael, the British launched a commando raid in North Africa to get Rommel in World War II. He had departed the day before. Several good men, including the commando leader, were killed. What did evidently come away with in this raid in Yemen was a lot of electronic data on laptops, phones, on AQAP planning, order of battle, identities, and other stuff which should be of value in future operational planning. I do know we have forensic software that can almost magically reach into the guts of captured laptops, thumb drives, phones, etc., and create relational strings that show who, where, and when the person who owned those things was communicating with. He continues in one more paragraph. Sometimes intelligence information is so valuable, it does lead to getting the HVT, the high target. He said, recall our magic intercept in World War II of a Japanese message to units in the Southwest Pacific, notifying them that the commander-in-chief would be making a morale tour of forward air bases. That resulted in FDR and Nimitz authorizing a gamble, which paid off in intercepting and killing Yamamoto. That's a great raid, the whole story unto itself. Michael, tell your audience, in wartime, you have to weigh a lot of things. We're at war, and this administration isn't sitting back and accepting Americans being killed, as Obama did while he went around apologizing for America. Well, here's another topic that I want to get to. Someone sent me this. I Am the People, the Mob by Carl Sandburg, written in 1916. You ready for this one? I am the people, the mob, the crowd, the mass. Do you know that all the great work of the world is done through me? I am the working man, the inventor, the maker of the world's food and clothes. I am the audience that witnesses history. The Napoleons come from me, and the Lincolns, they die. And then I send forth more Napoleons and Lincolns. I am the seed ground. I am a prairie that will stand for much plowing. Terrible storms pass over me. I forget. The best of me is sucked out and wasted. I forget. Everything but death comes to me and makes me work and give up what I have. And I forget. Sometimes I growl, shake myself, and spatter a few red drops for history to remember. Then I forget. When I, the people, learn to remember. When I, the people, use the lessons of yesterday and no longer forget who robbed me last year, who played me for a fool. Then there will be no speaker in all the world say the name the people with any fleck of a sneer in his voice or any far-off smile of derision. The mob, the crowd, the mass will arrive then. Well, we arrived in 2016, and I am their voice. I have been so for many years, and every day I wake up and I feel very much like this poem. And the fact of the matter is we cannot give up now. The battle is only just beginning. The sneering vermin in the media must be put in their place. The hypocritical, rotten, stinking judges must be called out, because the stench from the bench is making us all clench. The imperiousness of those filth in black robes. Who are they? Some of them are great men. Some of them are mediocre men. Some of them are terrible men. I should add women as well. I've encountered wonderful judges who were liberals, by the way. I've encountered louts who were conservatives, by the way, in my dealings. You know that? I can give you examples of people appointed by Obama who I thought would have shafted me in a federal court. They didn't. They followed the law. They're the good judges. But what about the activist judges who think that they're God Almighty? What do we do with them? We say it like it is. That's what we do. I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. Think like your enemy thinks. Think like your enemy thinks. The country is so divided right now. We certainly have to understand there is another America. We may disagree with them totally. We realize they've ruined the country, but they exist. And if they exist, you have to start to see a little bit how they see things. Now, let's reverse it. See the world through their eyes. As bad as Obama was, he was advised very carefully by Axelrod and other professionals who knew imaging. The medium is the message. They read that book in the 60s by Marshall McLuhan. The medium is the message. And certainly the message is the medium. So if the message is sending a line, I own some of it, I'm going to give it a free commercial here. What if somebody working for Obama had said a thing like that? I want to know what the right wing or even the conservative media would have done. You have to understand something. I am a commentator. I am not an apparatchik of the Republican Party. I do not work for Donald Trump. I don't want anything from Donald Trump. I'd love to be recognized for what I've done by him. I doubt it will ever happen. I'd love for him to try to get my name off the list of people being banned from England. I doubt very much that he'll bother to even do that for me. But it doesn't matter. Because every day that I wake up and I see these little things going on that disturb me, it's nothing compared to what would be going on if she had won. Can you imagine if you were waking up every day and Hillary Clinton had won? Can you imagine what world you would be living in? Can you imagine her executive orders? So you want to think how the enemy thinks? You don't give your enemies any ammunition. And that's why I think it's time for Kellyanne Conway, because I know she's the biggest genius the world has ever seen, probably Nobel Prize level in terms of political strategy. I mean, think about it. If she came along 2 months before the election and she got him elected, after all, she did it on her own, she must be the smartest woman in the history of politics. But she should be behind the scenes. Here's a good story. California Republicans asked Trump administration to block bullet train funding. Now that's a good story. That is a good story. As you well know, it's a boondoggle of the worst kind. This is one of the greatest scams in all of history. This beats the big dig in Boston. What Jerry Brown has done here beats the big dig in Boston. You talk about a boondoggle for union workers and for corrupt unions and contractors. California's House Republicans have asked the Trump administration to block a pending federal grant that will ultimately support the state's high-speed rail project until an order to the project's finances are completed. Bulletin. The letter signed by all 14 members of the state's GOP delegation includes House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, was sent to Transportation Secretary Ellen Chao. It cites cost increases and its failure to attract private financing. Dated 24th of January, the letter asked Chao to stop approval of a $650 million grant that the Transportation Department could make to the Bay Area's Caltrain Commuter Rail Agency as early as next week. Stall it! Stop the fake bullet train. Stop the fake bullet train. It's the nation's largest infrastructure project, largely unknown outside of the corrupt Central Valley. And my friends, it was done by who? California Demon Cats. And who's giving the support for it? None other than Nancy Cuckoo Clock Pelosi. Why? Oh, now there's a story for those of you geniuses on the San Francisco Chronicle, toot toot. If you'd only stop tooting and start reporting, maybe somebody would buy your rag. Now, why would Nancy Pelosi want to support a boondoggle that has cost billions of dollars and have produced nothing? The nation's largest infrastructure project? Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars gone up in smoke? And the people at the Chronicle, toot toot toot? My friends, cut off the federal money. This is Jerry Brown's signature project, even though the state is bankrupt. The original cost of Jerry Brown's bullet head was estimated to be $33 billion for a system that would carry virtually no passengers from San Diego to Sacramento. Originally estimated by the corrupt Democrats to be $33 billion. Pay attention. Since then, the cost has risen to $64 billion. Are you listening to what I said to you? Why should this even be built? It has destroyed croplands. And by the way, where are all the Greens on this? Where are all of the Green maniacs who are so concerned about the loss of arable land and global warming when it's farmland that's been destroyed by this project? Answer, nowhere to be found. Now here's a blockbuster of a story. Soros Fund executives had funded, in other words, George Soros money was funneled through his executives to the Republicans, Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John McCain, John Kasich, and Lindsey Graham in 2016. This is a huge story. These are the anti-Trumpers. These are the never-Trumpers. Employees of a hedge fund founded by the king of the institutional left, billionaire and Democratic Party mega-donor psychotic George Soros. Can he sue me for calling him psychotic? I hope he doesn't. How would you describe a Hungarian refugee who fled Hitler's concentration camps, comes to America, and then sets out to destroy it other than psychosis? Would you describe it any other way? Would you call it other than psychosis? Okay, but this guy, through his employees, sent money to the slime bags, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John McCain, John Kasich, Lindsey Graham, and Paul Ryan. The biggest recipient of Soros-connected cash in the GOP was none other than House Speaker Paul Pretty Boy Ryan, who repeatedly attempted to undermine Trump over the course of the election. And by the way, it's chicken feed. It's chump change. These guys are cheap. They're cheap. $10,000, $6,000, $8,000. I mean, these guys are cheap. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. There's no life after radio. Nothing. Dead. Dead. So a guy called me. It was a call I didn't take. He said, do you believe in the afterlife? I answered him off the air. I said, yes, I'm living it. Well, what kind of question is that? Do I believe in the afterlife? The answer is yes, I'm living it, but I don't know what the previous life was. That's it. Next question. What's the point of answering it? Let's say yes, I do. So what was I before? How do I know? A talk show host in Serbia? I don't know what I was. In Austro-Hungary during the Tsar whatever. I was press spokesman for the Tsar. And I talked about the Tsar's daughter's clothing line, and I got fired. I was sent to Austria-Hungary as a result. So then they brought out a woman who used tooth whitener, and the Tsar became more popular. God. Doorman, this is a shocking, terrible story. You talk about karma. New York Post just came out. Terrible story. I don't even know if I should read it to you. Doorman dies after freak accident while shoveling snow. So I figured maybe the guy I'm going to read, it's snowing in the east, it touched the, you know, like a power line underneath the concrete. It broke. No. He's shoveling the steps in his Upper East Side building, a doorman. And he slips on the steps, tumbles down the stairs, crashes through a window and cuts his throat. How is this possible? Is this karma or what? Longtime doorman Miguel Gonzalez, 59, planning to retire soon, no less, was clearing the stairs leading from the sidewalk to the basement lobby at 333 East 93rd when he lost his footing around 9:30 in the morning. I don't want to read anymore. How did these things happen? Karma. I don't know. Karma. What karma? He slipped on a pair of steps and went through a window. You can be very, very pragmatic about it. No karma. He wasn't an axe murderer in his last life, and he got, you know, his comeuppance. Slipped, that's all. Cut his throat in a piece of glass. There's nothing. What can you do? Trump vows big tax cut coming. That's because of Drudge. You talk about tweeting. I told you Drudge is the... I said who he was. You didn't call me on that. Who did I say was the Hearst of our generation? Matt Drudge. Guy who runs a website. Remember... Hearst was such a powerful magnate in news business. He could start a war. He could stop a war. So I'm afraid Drudge could, too. Drudge could put up a few headlines. He can go to war the next day. I better be careful calling him up and talking to him. We talk about food, mostly. Clothing. I don't talk politics if I call him. CNN host fumes fake news like the N-word. I don't care about that. I really don't care about the fake news. What is this investors rush to junk bonds in a big bet? What is this? They're betting the economy's going to tank? Investors pile into risky bonds and bet on Trump economy. Borrowings by junk-rated companies up nearly two-thirds from a year earlier. I don't like that. I don't really like that. I don't like this at all. Buying junk bonds again? We're back to that? I don't even know what a junk... How could we... Why do you want to borrow on triple C-rated groups? I'll be right back tomorrow. I know it's going to be miserable until then. Hang in there.